You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent magazine for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. Each episode, we bring you behind-the-scenes coaching, news analysis, exclusive interviews, technology and more to help you list more, sell more and elevate your results. To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Hey, Samantha McLean from Elite Agent Magazine, back here with some more highlights from this year's Transform Masters Series. Listing property to attract the right buyers and tenants is such a big part of what every real estate agent does, so our next Masters coach had to be someone from REA Group. Cool Singh has been a key part of the REA team for the past 2.5 years, leading residential customer marketing, and now he's the new GM of Rent. With the news to our Transform Masters crew that there were more rental searches in their postcodes than sales searches. So let me say that again, more rental searches in their postcodes than sales searches. It appears Cool challenged the guys to think differently about a number of things. Simple things like making sure their PM photography in their listings is as good as their sales listings or even their own Instagram feeds. Under Cool, the Rent team are initially focusing on improving efficiencies for property managers by enhancing current products like OneForm, which at the moment delivers more than 170,000 rental applications each month. There are heaps more improvements being made to all the Rent products, so if you haven't chatted to your REA account manager for a while, it might be time to buy a coffee. Meanwhile, with a taste of what's to come from Rent at REA and a whole lot of tips on digital efficiency, here's Cool.
Transform Masters 2017 is brought to you by Elite Agent with thanks to Property Tree, realestate.com.au and Real Plus.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Cool Singh. I'm from realestate.com.au. I've been here for 2.5 years, and prior to that I was in Fin Services for a few years, and prior to that pharmaceutical. So I've had an interesting career to date. The reason I'm here today is to talk to you a little bit about creating digital efficiencies, which, you know, a few people are talking about at the moment. It's all the rage, but specifically around rental properties and property management, but it's still relevant to the for sale part of the business because there's a clear line and delineation between rent and for sale in our business, but the borders are getting a lot greyer, and more than 50% of buyers or mortgages at the moment are going to landlords, which means we need to think about what the link is between property management and for sale. So in terms of today's talk, I'll talk to you about 5 key kind of focus areas or tips where we think we can try and save you time, and then how you can drive value back to your businesses. So if we think about disruption, I think we all know what's happening. It's definitely happening in real estate, but it's happening more so in property management faster than the for sale part of the business because landlords' expectations are changing every day, so are tenants, and the days of us charging 7 to 10% in fees are being challenged. There's new providers coming out online charging 2%. Offering free maintenance of up to $1,200 per year. So landlords are really questioning the value of property management. My neighbour yesterday was talking to me about how he's taking his property off the market and going to Airbnb. And that's really about thinking about the value that they're getting from their property management service. And if we need to maintain those fees, we've got to think about how do we drive value back and what are the different things we can offer our landlords, because it's a lot harder to try and retain landlords today. And the reason for that is the expectations of both the tenant and the landlord are changing. And I think we've focused heavily on the landlord and forgotten the tenant, but the tenant is also a key stakeholder we should be thinking about. If we think about who you're competing against, and you're not competing against the agency next door to you anymore or the best agency in your suburb or your area, you're competing against the best consumer experience they've ever had. And if you think about the people in this space, you know, Airbnb, and how easy it is for someone to list their property, understand the ratings of the people coming into their property, and how easy it is to have that transaction and make it all autonomous, that's what you're competing against. If you think about the photography on Instagram and compare the photography of some of our rental listings on our website compared to some of your for sale listings, the for sale listings look amazing, your branding looks amazing. We spend a lot of time and effort trying to increase the value and perception of the for sale listings. But the interesting fact is, in your postcodes and in your suburbs, more than 50% of the searches are happening for rental listings. And I guess the question is, how much time and effort are you spending on your rental listings and making the photography look amazing? Because it is the same users that are on both sides. And there's more rental listings on our website than there are buy listings. So listings are declining year on year, as you would know. You know, it's getting harder and harder to try and win new business. But the rental market's growing. There's a third of Australians that are renting now, and that's growing at a rate of knots and will continue to. So I guess the question is, what are you applying from your for sale part of the business around your branding and how you think about your social media, and how are you applying that to your rental part of the business? It's a question we're thinking about internally as well at realestate.com.au. And it's definitely a challenge I have for all of you to think about as well. What are you doing in terms of learnings from one side to the other side? In terms of finding new landlords, like I said, more than 50% of the mortgages now are going to investors, which means they're going to be looking for property management or they're going to self-manage themselves. There's more than 200,000 private landlords in the market today, and I guess they're going to either come to property management. More than 84% want to go to property management because of value for money. They think and believe that you're definitely saving them time and stress, but it's getting questioned because it's getting harder and harder around profit margins in property management, and you're trying to manage a higher volume and the service is getting challenged. So I think today's tips that we're going to share around how you save time and how do you drive value back to your landlord and your tenant is critical. No surprise, I think some of you would have heard about this from REA before, but your first OFI, first open for inspections done online, so the digital stalking, the digital interview, so to speak, challenge yourselves and also think about if you're a landlord, what would you be Googling? So Google yourself first, type in your name, but if you're a landlord, what would you be Googling in your local area? And then see where you show up, because quite a number of consumers don't go past page one of Google, and more than 56% of tenants definitely don't go past page one of REA. So if you're a landlord and you're looking for property management, what would you be typing in your local area and see how you show up and what you can do to improve your online presence? What do landlords look for? Do you have listings similar to theirs or property similar to theirs? The quality of your listings, so what do they look like online and how would you demonstrate or portray their listings online? And also, do you have listings within their suburb? Are you helping them save time and stress, and are you proactive in your solutions and also your experience and expertise? So how are you helping them think about their largest asset? So these assets are typically more than $350,000. For them, it's not about rental growth typically or about finding the tenant the fastest. It's about finding the best tenant. And how are you helping them do that? And also, how are you helping them with legislation changes around depreciation? I mean, I speak to so many property managers in my role, and the number of people that aren't aware of the changes that the government have made around depreciation is mind-blowing, because as a landlord, that's what you want to hear. You want to hear that Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the laws have changed. What we need to do is think about how we can increase your depreciation and put money back in your pocket. So if you think about what that looks like putting in new appliances that you can claim depreciation on, increase your rental yield, and you get more money back in your pocket. That way, not only are you going to project manage that, you can clip the ticket on project managing the increase in renovations and decorations. They get higher rental yield and they claim depreciation. That's what a landlord is looking for in terms of property management. There's more than 200,000 inquiries that come through agent profiles at the moment. I guess the question I have is, what do you do with those inquiries that come? And specifically, what do you do with the buyer inquiries that come? So when you get buyer inquiries, I know you get an influx of buyer inquiries and they're typically after hours, because from what we can see, you know, people are looking for property after hours, and that's typically when you're with your loved ones or friends. What are you doing with those buyer inquiries the next day? And there's drop-down boxes where people say they're an investor. What are you doing with that? Is that going to a particular place? Who's looking after that funnel of leads? Or are you just looking at a buyer as a buyer and thinking about them transacting for that property and then moving on? Or are you thinking about driving some kind of conversion to your property management? And then who is doing the rental appraisals as well? So if you've got more than 50% of mortgages now going to investors, so there's a large portion of your buyers that are investors, who's doing the rental appraisal? Because that'll be the first question in their mind around how much can I get in terms of rental yield for this property. So are you thinking about doing it yourselves, or are you investing a little bit of time about making that conversion from a buyer to becoming one of your landlords on your property management portfolio? And I guess in terms of conversion of leads, so yes, you get a number of landlords that will Google stalk you or come onto REA or other platforms and think about what's the best property management agency in my area. More than 58% of them will then shortlist. They will shortlist who they want to call. They'll have typically two or three property management agencies that they'll want to call after doing a bit of homework and research on you online. I guess the question is, when you do receive that call or your team receive that call, how are you answering? What are the questions you're asking? And how do you improve the conversion of those leads that are coming through? I guess a great question that we tend to suggest you ask is, what concerns you when thinking about renting out your property? Typically, it's finding the best tenant. It's not about getting the highest rental yield. It's not about, you know, finding the tenant in the quickest amount of time. They're all very important, but a number suggests that more than 83% of landlords prioritise finding the best tenant over finding a tenant faster. And more than 75% of them suggest finding the best tenant more important than a higher rental yield. Because for them, it's not about rental yield. It's about finding the best tenant that's going to look after their property. And if you do that, you're also going to save time with, you know, back and forth issues with the wrong tenants and the wrong property. So again, all of this makes sense. But I guess there's a link, because to find the best tenant, you're going to have to advertise the property in places where the best tenants are looking. And if you think about the best tenants, they're typically time poor, which means you need to be on top of the search results, whether it's in any online platform or any other channel you've got on your websites. How do you ensure that those properties are towards the top, or demonstrating the best channels around social media to get the best tenants into those properties? So don't try and think about saving costs when trying to advertise these properties, because $100 or $200 for a landlord is not a big deal if you find the best tenant for a long-term rental. But I think in property management, we seem to be a little bit scared around asking for landlord-paid advertising. The percentages are much lower compared to the for sale side. We're a lot more confident asking for money on the for sale side to say your marketing schedule's XYZ. But on the landlord side, we're definitely concerned that if we ask for $100 or $200 to list the property, that we may lose the business. But there's agencies that I know that are now starting to include in their yearly contracts to landlords that there's $100 to $200 each year in marketing fees, just as a relet fee in case the tenant leaves. And if it's not used, it goes towards maintenance slush fund. So I think it's not about spending significant amounts of money with drones and big cameras, but thinking about what is the quality look like. And your iPhone takes some great photos now. So if you're thinking about just providing your property managers with some courses on how to take a great photo, that's not going to cost a lot of money. So I'm not saying spend significant amounts of money, but there are ways. Even if your property managers are putting a photo up of their children on Instagram, it looks so much better than the photo they've taken of the kitchen and a property that's up for rent. So I think just challenge what we think is how much we spend versus the quality of what we do. But again, rental listings on websites like ours or others, they're not as expensive as the for sale side. Again, it comes back to not being scared of asking for that though. So asking the landlord what is the most important thing to them. Typically, it's finding the best tenant. And to do that, you just need to provide them rationale. To find the best tenant, we're going to have to spend a little bit of money and it might cost you $500. And if you think about what a landlord wants, like I said, it's about you not being the middle person in property management and saying, there's a maintenance issue, plumbing's gone wrong, what do you want me to do? Landlord says, get me some quotes. Then you go back and get some quotes. Then you go back and say, what do you want me to do? I mean, that's not what they're looking for. What they're looking for is, Mr. and Mrs. Landlord, there's been a plumbing issue. I found you three quotes. I recommend this one. Are you okay for me to proceed? That's what they're looking for. Or things like I said earlier around depreciation changes. Did you know that there's been some depreciation changes? You can't claim that anymore. But if you included or paid for some new appliances like a dishwasher or an air conditioner, which are the two most important things tenants ask for, you can claim depreciation on that, increase your rental yield, and you can clip the ticket on that. So think about how are you growing the spend of your landlord market today. And more than 84% of landlords are okay to spend money on renovating and decorating, because this is about capital growth for them. And if you can show them how that puts money back in their pocket and how they can claim depreciation through that and get a higher rental yield, and you can help take away all the stress and project manage all of this, you know, you win, they win, the tenant wins. So everyone wins, and you're offering a service back as opposed to the back and forth communication that we're having to do now because we're just so time poor, because we're managing 100, 150 plus properties and the property manager's stressed too. So think about how you're thinking about increasing the value for your landlord and for your tenant and value back into your business. It's about increasing the wallet and the spend of your current landlords, because more and more are going to go. There's always a churn in agency land, we know that. But how do you retain your current landlords? By showing them the service you offer and the expertise and experience you offer. And one of the tools that are currently underutilized in REA or within the ecosystem, because it's available in multiple ecosystems, is OneForm. I know many of you use OneForm, but I think it's underutilized, and I'll share with you why I think that's the case. So you've obviously got listing presentation reports and things like that that are available, and some agencies have it integrated into your website, domain, rent.com.au, REA, etc. It's all available through there. So whilst everyone's integrated with OneForm, some of the data that's available within it is being underutilized. Landlords aren't getting these reports sent to them because we follow the clicks of send this to landlord. Very, very few are sending things like, did you know your property has typical demand data of 20 to 29 year olds that would go in and they would pay $500 to $550, and the average time on market is 19 days. So I'm not going to go through the specifics, but there's stuff within one form that's just being underutilized, and I think you should just have a refresh or speak to your account manager, find out more about one form. And I guess the other things around one form is efficiencies, right? So I think it takes around 30 to 40 minutes for a property manager to send a landlord information on who three or four applicants are that have applied for a property. Through a click of a button, you could just send all that automatically through one form. And less than 10% of people are doing that right now through our one form tool. So if you can click a button and send reports to landlords directly, instead of you having to type it through an email and de-identify information, save yourself 40 minutes, why aren't we doing it? So a lot of this is just utilising the tools that you already have. And if it means getting a refresher through someone from your account manager, we're more than happy to do that. I've already shared this data around more than 50% of consumers don't go past page two. So if you're thinking about getting the best tenant, the ones that are time poor, they're not going to go past page two. So if you're going on a standard type listing or right down the bottom and you're buried, and with our website, there's more than 154,000 rental listings at any given month nationally, and there's around 70,000 new listings each month. If you're buried towards, you know, a standard, you're going to find a tenant, absolutely, and days on market will be lower. But I guess the question is the quality of the tenant and, you know, what type of quality you're going to find. And in terms of what tenants are looking for on our website, these are the three things that are the most important to them. Photos and the quality of the photos. And I urge you to have a look at the quality of your photos on your rental part of the business for those of you that have it, and the for sale side. And there's some simple things you could do just with filters on your phone to try and improve those. The description and how you talk about what kind of transportation is available and schools available in the area. And in terms of a landlord, once they've decided, all right, here are the properties that I like in terms of the quality of the photos, the description, and just overall, you know, viewing of the property, then they'll secure around three as a shortlist, and they go to all three typically on the same day. So if I'm one of the best tenants and I'm going to go to three different properties, how are you going to make it seamless for me to try and apply for that property and secure that property quickly? There's providers out there that can offer you cheap alternative floor plans than what's currently available. But again, it makes it a lot easier for a tenant if you're thinking about, if I'm trying to move in, how do I know what type of furniture can fit in there? And if you don't have a floor plan, it's a lot harder. Simple stuff, I get it, but a lot of our listings just lack this type of information on our site. And then how do you secure the best tenant? So I've gone through, I've seen three different properties on the same day. How are you going to secure the best tenant? I guess the first few things you need to think about is how do you try and attract them? Simple things like an IRE integration we've got on our site because customers love it. But are you able to integrate communication to a tenant to say, here's the listing times, come on in, and then try and follow up with communication very, very quickly to ensure you secure the best tenant? And then also online applications. Again, I've talked about one form already, but the other interesting stat I noticed is less than 10% of one form applications are coming straight from our PDP. So the value of that is if you send them a link to the property again, everything's auto-filled. So things around the property address, the rental, the bond, all of that's pre-filled. But what we're hearing or seeing is a lot of property managers, when they see people come to the inspection, say, go to one form and apply. So a large portion, up to 50% of people, are going to the one form website as opposed to the link within the property page, which saves you time and saves them time. So just think about, again, subtle language changes of instead of apply through one form and people then go to oneform.com.au, again, you Google it, as most people do. If you just say go back to the listing page and apply through the property, you're automatically saving them time and yourselves time too. And again, you're going to secure the best tenant faster because you're making it a lot easier. Not groundbreaking tips, but simple tips. And like I said, more than 90% aren't using this at the moment. There is a compare tool within OneForm where you can compare the different applicants and email it directly straight to the landlord. You already know about the database checks, which you can do with consent of tenants. More than 70% of our tenants consent to saying, yeah, I would love to verify my income, my references, and all that done automatically. And even some of them are saying we're happy to pay for it ourselves. So we're looking at how we can help facilitate that as an organisation. And that kind of brings me to the summation of the talk, which, again, not groundbreaking stuff, but it's being underutilised, right? So how are you evolving and changing your business? If there's more and more rental listings coming on the market, how are you thinking about the learnings within your for sale part of the business and applying to rent? If half of the mortgages are landlords, what types of questions are you asking? Who's doing the rental appraisals when those buyer inquiries are coming through after hours? Who's funneling those? And how are you driving conversion? How are you coming across as the expert in the area? And how are you utilising companies that can help with things around depreciation tools and showcasing that you're not just here to clip the ticket on the rental and be the middle person around communication, but how you can drive value back into their pocket, money back into their pocket. around photography. We already talked about simple ways to try and improve that. And then how do you secure the best tenant quickly? By simple things like click through the property details page. I urge you all to think about how you're rethinking and reimagining your property management business, because there are low-cost providers out there and there will be more and more coming. And think about how are you differentiating yourself to companies like this that are here to try and take away your market share.
Okay, so that's it for this week. Catch you again soon for some more insights from our Transform Master Series. To listen in to upcoming videos and podcasts, visit eliteagent.com.au/transform. I'm Samantha McLean. See you soon.
Transform Masters 2017 is brought to you by Elite Agent, with thanks to Property Tree, realestate.com.au and Real Plus. To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe.